The top 10. All of the strengths I'll speak about in this chapter are valuable. But if I had to pick just 10, they'd be refuge, feeling all right right now, and peace for safety. Enthusiasm, feeling the fullness of this moment, and contentment for satisfaction. Feeling cared about, feeling like a good person, and love for connection. And an integrated sense of peace, contentment, and love merging together. For example, listen again to the practice at the end of Chapter 7. And you are welcome to create your own top 10. You can try a different strength daily, over 10 days, or you can focus on 2 or 3 strengths each day. If you want a deep dive over 3 days, you can practice the 3 strengths for safety on day 1, the 3 for satisfaction on day 2, and the 3 for connection on day 3. Also, in the morning and in the evening of each of these days, do this 1 minute for good practice. Just take a minute to do what I often do on first waking, just before bed, at the start of meditation, or before heading into a challenging situation. For a breath or 3, be aware of what's generally happening in your mind and body without trying to change it. Find an intimacy with yourself. Start relaxing, letting your breathing soften and slow. Disengage from any worried thinking. Let go of any tension. Touch on a sense of strength and recognize protections, such as friends nearby. Notice that you're all right right now. Rest in a growing peace. Bring to mind 1 or more things you are grateful for or glad about. Think of something that makes you feel happy. Sense the fullness already present in this moment. Rest in a growing contentment. Bring to mind 1 or more people or a pet who care about you. Let yourself feel appreciated, liked, or loved. Be aware of your own warmth and caring for others. Rest in a growing love. Then get a sense of peace, contentment, and love woven together in your mind, 3 aspects of a single whole experience of ease and homecoming. Rest in the responsive mind. If you like, imagine moving through your day in this responsive way. Finish up with another breath or 2 while you sense that peace, contentment, and love are sinking into you. 21 Days of Good. If you want to really go for it, how about taking just 3 weeks to really boost your mind, your brain, and your life? Pick a new strength each day and feel it growing inside you. You could explore the 21 strengths in their sequence here, or you could engage them in 3-day cycles, alternating among the needs, safety, satisfaction, and connection, with 1 addressed on each of 3 consecutive days. For fun, you could take a popcorn approach and pick 1 strength at random each day, gradually crossing them off until there is only 1 left. If you like, you could replace 1 or more of the strengths below with a different one, such as curiosity or generosity. To enrich this process, you can journal about it, do it with a friend or in your family, or weave it into your therapy, sobriety process, or spiritual practice. Think of this as a kind of retreat, or if that seems too Spartan, as a vacation in a luxurious spa in which you're bathing in luscious, healing experiences rather than sulfurous mud. At the end of the 3 weeks, honor your sincere efforts and celebrate the results. By setting aside 21 days in a row to enjoy and deepen these strengths, you can make sure that your core needs for safety, satisfaction, and connection are being more cared for, and you will rest with increasing stability in the green, responsive setting of your brain. Along the way, you'll be a good friend to yourself, building up momentum and making a habit of hardwiring happiness. Safety. When you experience safety, your avoiding harm system goes green into its responsive mode. You can build up both your capacity to be safe and your sense of feeling safe by regularly taking in protection, strength, relaxation, refuge, seeing threats and resources clearly, feeling all right now, and peace. Key experiences in the attaching system can also help you feel safe, and we'll explore these in the section on connection. This will help you feel increasingly at ease in life, with less and less need to struggle with or push away unpleasant experiences. The avoiding system is rooted in ancient circuits in your brainstem and subcortex that are fast, good for survival, but rigid, not good for quality of life or for healing old pain. Unfortunately, these circuits are slow learners, since the brainstem and subcortex generally have less neuroplasticity than the cortex does. In effect, these older parts of your brain need a lot of soothing to be at peace. So try to use lots of occasions to take in the key experiences that follow. Besides their general benefits, the practices in this section should strengthen your distress tolerance, the capacity to stay open and centered and grounded in the responsive mode while having uncomfortable experiences. Distress tolerance is like a shock absorber, helping you manage the unpleasant bumps of life without getting aversive and thus reactive toward them. They still hurt, and they're surely not your preference, but you don't get upset about them or make a bad thing worse with overreactions. This is why many studies have shown that distress tolerance is a fundamental source of resilience, happiness, and achievement.